And the pasuk continues Chamishi. Vayomar, and Lavan said, Nokvo secharcha olai ve'eteno. Specify your wage to me, and I will give it to you. Vayomar Elov, and Yaakov said to Lavan, Atu yodato, you know, Eis asher avadaticha, how hard I work for you, ve'eis asher hoya miknecha iti, and how small your cattle was with me when I came. Kima'at, because the small amount of cattle, asher hoya lecha lefonai, that you had before I came, and they multiply to many. Because Hashem blessed you with my coming. And now, when will I also work for my household? Until now, it was my children who worked for my household. Now, I must also help them out. And Lavan said, Mo eten loch, what should I give you? Vayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov said, Lo siten li me'uma, do not give me anything. Im tasel li hadavar hazeh, just do this thing for me. Ashuva, I will return. Ere, and I will graze seincha, your sheep, once again. Eshmar, and I will watch them. I just want to preface the next few psukim by saying that there are many shitas how to learn exactly what the schar, what the payment of Yaakov was, and how to learn the next few psukim. We will go with the shita of the Mizrahi and Sifsei Chachamim. And the pasuk says, Ever b'chol tzoncha ayoim, Yaakov said, let me pass through your sheep today. Haser misham, remove from there, kol se every sheep, nokoid, that is dotted, v'toloi, and is spotted. B'chol se chum baksavim, and remove every sheep that is brownish-reddish, toloi v'nokoid ba'izim, and also every spotted and dotted goat, v'hoyeschari, and this will be my payment. The way Rashi learns is that Yaakov's payment was every dotted and spotted goat that will be born from now on, and every brown sheep that will be born from now on. And for two reasons, Rashi mentions that Yaakov wanted every dotted and spotted goat to be removed, and every brown sheep to be removed. First of all, because when the sheep start giving birth to brown sheep, and the goats start giving birth to dotted and spotted goats, and this really belongs to Yaakov, Yaakov was afraid that Lavan might say that these goats and sheep were really there before. These are really mine, Lavan might say. Therefore, Yaakov told Lavan, take away every spotted goat, remove every brown sheep. This way you will know that anything that is here now, that is brown and spotted, belong to me, and they weren't from your sheep originally. Rashi says the second reason why Yaakov wanted that every spotted goat should be removed and every brown sheep should be removed, because he didn't want Lavan to say that it was because the males that were in the flock were spotted. That's why the goats gave birth to spotted goats. And Lavan should not be able to say that it was because of the male brown sheep that were in the flock that caused the new flock to give birth to brown sheep. That's why he wanted the brown sheep removed and the spotted goats removed. But if you look at the pasuk, we see that Yaakov also said that you should remove the dotted and spotted sheep. As the pasuk says, kol se nokot v'toloi. Why did Yaakov tell Lavan to remove the spotted sheep if that was not part of the reward and the payment that he was getting? What's the difference if the spotted sheep were in his cattle? Sifsei Chachamim learns that this was an extra precaution, an extra chumrah that Yaakov was willing to do in order that Lavan should not have any complaints. He was telling Lavan, I will even go as far to say that you can take the spotted sheep and remove them also from my cattle, in order that when my goats give birth to spotted goats, you should not say it's because they were looking at spotted sheep that caused them to give birth to spotted goats. But Lavan did not take up Yaakov on this chumrah, as we see in Pasuk Lamed Hey, that all Lavan took away was v'chol chum baksavim, the brown sheep. He did not take away the spotted and dotted like Yaakov offered. And Sifsei Chachamim asks, just like Yaakov offered to remove the spotted sheep, why didn't he also offer to remove the brown goats? Because maybe Lavan kentaina, it was because of the brown goats that he had in his cattle now, brown sheep. The sheep gave birth to brown sheep because of the brown goats. And Sifsei Chachamim answers, because she'enah benimsa, there weren't that many brown goats, and therefore Yaakov did not offer that part also. And the pasuk continues, v'onso bitzit kasi, and my integrity will testify for me, b'yoy machar, in the future, ki savi al sechari, when you will come upon my wage, lefonecha, before you, kar lasher enenu nokod v'tolib ba'izim, anything that is not dotted and spotted by goats, v'chum baksavim, and anything that is not brown by sheep, gonav hu iti, is stolen in my possession. V'yermel Lavan, and Lavan said, hein, yes, great deal. Lu yehichid barecha, halavai, it should be like your words. Halavai, you should agree to such a deal. And Lavan removed on that day the tioshim, the male goats, ha'akudim, the ones that had spots by their ankles, vatluim, and the patched ones, and all the other goats, the female goats, hanakudois vatluis, the dotted and the spotted. It's interesting that the Pasuk divides the male goats and the female goats, Tiyoshim and Izin. Koylasher, Lovan boy, any goat that had a white spot, V'chol chumbaksovim, and any brown sheep, V'yitem b'yad bonov, and he gave it into the hands of his sons. V'yosem derech shloshes yomim beinoyu ben Yaakov, and he placed a way of 3 days between himself and between Yaakov. This way, Lavan's sheep were 3 days away from Yaakov. V'Yaakov royes sein Lavan hanesoris. And Yaakov grazed the sheep of Lavan hanesoris. The remainder, the leftovers. He left over Yaakov with the sick sheep. The ones who were not capable of giving birth. That's what Yaakov had in his flock. And with this leftover flock, Yaakov was able to create a tremendous amount of wealth and a tremendous amount of cattle, like we will see soon. And the Pasuk says, Vayikach lo Yaakov, and Yaakov took makal livne lach, a branch of a livne tree, a poplar tree, lach, which was moist, veluz, and a branch of a hazel tree, ve'armoin, and a branch of a chestnut tree, vayifatel bohen pesolis levonois, and he peeled into them white peels, machseis halovon asher ala maklois, revealing the white on the sticks. By peeling the sticks and making white spots into the sticks appeared spotted. And in Sefer Bechor Shor, he asks, why by Maka Livne does the Pasuk say lach, that it was moist, and not by luz and armoin? He answers, because luz and armoin, once they were peeled, the inside was white, and therefore it gave the appearance of something spotted, black on the outside, and the peeled parts were white. But Maka Livne, the poplar tree, is not white on the inside unless they are moist. When they are in the moist stage, then they are white inside. Therefore, specifically, by Maka Livne, he had to take lach, a moist one. And he placed the sticks that he peeled, barahotim. Rashi says barahotim are pools of water that are placed in the ground in order that animals can drink from them. If you look at Rashi in Parshas Chayesara, when Rivka was pouring the water el ha-shoykes, Rashi says a shoykes is a hollow stone. So Maskel David in Sefer Shemois says that over here really it should say barahotim uvishikas sois hamayim. Barahotim, he put the sticks in the rahotim, which are the pools that are made in the ground, and also bishikas sois hamayim, in the hollow stones where they place water for the sheep to drink. Asher tovoyna hatzoin, when the tzoin come, lishtois, to drink, lenoicha hatzoin, right in front of these goats, he placed these sticks. Vayechamno bevoyon lishtois, and they became heated up when they came to drink. So Yaakov took these sticks and placed them in the water. The goats came to drink, and they got scared when they saw these spotted sticks in the water. With this vision in their head of these spotted goats, Yaakov then brought the male goats. And the male goats fertilized the female goats, and since the female goats had the vision of spotted sticks, they gave birth to spotted goats. According to Rashi's first pshat, the fertilization took place through the male goats. But Rashi brings down a second pshat that they did not even need male goats. The water itself fertilized the females, and they gave birth to spotted goats. Vayechemu hatzoin el hamakloys, and the goats became heated up and mated with the vision of these spotted sticks, vateladna hatzoin, and therefore the goats gave birth to akudim, goats that were spotted in the place of their ankles, nekudim, dotted, utluim, and spotted. As you may have noticed in the last two psukim, we touched the word son as goats, because Yaakov's payment were spotted goats. He would only have done this to the goats and not to the sheep, because he had nothing to gain by having the sheep give birth to spotted sheep, because that would not be his. So he really wanted spotted goats. In order to create these spotted goats, he used the spotted sticks, put them in front of the goats when they mated, and therefore the goats gave birth to spotted goats. The pasuk now goes on to tell us a second method that Yaakov used to create spotted goats. Besides using the spotted sticks, Yaakov took the spotted sheep that belonged to Lavan, the ones that Lavan left in his cattle, and he made a separate herd out of them. And he placed them in front of the goats. The goats were constantly looking at these spotted sheep. And through constant looking at these spotted sheep, caused them to give birth to spotted goats. Vaksavim. And the sheep of Lavan, Hifrid Yaakov, Yaakov separated. Yaakov separated the spotted sheep of Lavan. Vayitein penei hatzoin el okoid. And he placed the faces of his goats el okoid to the spotted sheep of Lavan. And by his goats looking at Lavan's spotted sheep, they gave birth to spotted goats. And now the pasuk tells us that he did the same to create brown sheep. He took the brown goats that Lavan left in his flock, made a separate herd out of them, and he made the sheep look at these brown goats. This way the sheep gave birth to brown sheep. And he also took all the brown goats of Lavan, made a separate herd, and made the sheep look at the brown goats to give birth to brown sheep. And he made separate herds out of his flock and did not mix them with the sheep of Lavan. This way, his flock was separate and looking at Lavan's flock, enabling them to give birth to spotted goats and brown sheep. Whenever it was mating time of the tzoin hamekusharis, which means the sheep that were early to mate, and Yaakov would place the sticks before the goats barahotim in the pools of water, in order that they should mate to the view of the sticks. But by the sheep that were late in mating, Yaakov did not bother with them. He did not place sticks in front of them. And it came out that the children of the atufim, of the late ones, they went to Lavan. Vakishurim, but the offsprings of the Kishurim, the ones who were early, Yaakov went to Yaakov, because by the Kishurim he placed the sticks and they came out spotted. And Yaakov became exceedingly prosperous. And he had soin rabois. This does not mean many sheep, because it would say soin harbe if that's what it meant. Rashi explains, soin rabbis means he had sheep that were paru v'ravu, more than usual. Sheep that multiplied more than usual. And with these sheep, he was able to buy shvachos v'avodim, maidservants and slaves, ugmalim v'chamorim, and camels and donkeys. Now let us go back on the Rashi's inside, pasuk chav ches. Nokva secharcha. Zot Rashi, kitagum elak tagum says, paresh agroch. Spell out your wages. That's what Lavan said. Yaakov said, how your cattle was with me. The amount, the small amount of your cattle that came to my hands originally, you knew how few they were. Laraglai, and Hashem blessed you laraglai, imragli, with the coming of my feet, bishvil bias ragli, because I came. Boso eslecho habrocho, the blessing came to you. Kemoi ha'om asher baraglecho, just like in the pasuk, the nation asher baraglecho that is with you, la'om asher baragli, the nation that is with me, haboim imi, that are coming with me. Here also, Hashem blessed you laragli, with my coming. And Yaakov said, when will I also do for my household? Litzarech besi, for the need of my household. Achshav ein oisin litzarechi ela bonai. Now who does for my household? Only my children. Litzarech liyos oisin gamani himohem. And I also have to work with them. Lisaimchon, to supplement them. Vizehu gam, and that's why the post says, Mosai ese gam anoichi, me also together with my family. Nokoi. What's the difference between nokoid and tolu? So grashi nokoid minumar, spotted, bechar barbaris dakois, with very fine dots. Kimoi nekuda is like points, puntravelas. So nakud means dotted. Taloi means larger spots. Lashon tloim, it means patches. Chabarburois rechovois, wide spots. Chum, shachum, auburn. Doimele edoim, it's brown, similar to red. Rouge belaz. Lashon mishnah, like it says in the mishnah, shechamtis venimseis levoina. He sold a brown tvua and found out that it was white. Lina tvua concerning crops. Bahaya sechori, and this will be my wages. Oisin sheyivoldu mikanu labo, those that will be born from now on, nekudim utluim, dotted and spotted, but eaten by goats, ushechumim baksavim, and brown sheep, yushali, that will be mine. But oisin shiation and achshav, and the ones that are spotted by the goats and brown sheep that are by you now, hafresh mehem, separate them from here. Fifkidom biad banecho, and entrust them in the hands of your children. Shloi timerly al haneilodim me'ato, I don't want you, love one, to tell me on those that are born in the future. Elu hoyo shom mitchilo, they were there from before. For that was one reason why Yaakov said the spotted goats and the brown sheep should be removed. Ve'oid, and furthermore, shloi timerly, you, love one, should not tell me al yedei hazecharim shein nekudim utluim, through the spotted goats teladna hanekevois dugmasam. The nekevos, the females, will give birth to dugmasam, the ones that resemble the males, mikan ve'elech, from now on. Therefore, again, I'm telling you to remove all the spotted goats. Va'onsabi, im techashteni shani noitim mishilacho, if you will accuse me that I am taking what belongs to you, klum, anything, tana bitzitkosi, my integrity will testify for me, because my integrity will come and testify on my reward before you. You will only find among my flock dotted and spotted, and anything that you find that is not spotted or brown, it is obvious that I stole it from you, and through theft it is in my possession. Hain. So Lovin said Hain. Lashon Kabbalas Devarim. It is a language of acceptance. Lu yehechid barecho. Halavai shetachbis bekach. Halavai that you should agree to this. Vayosa Lovin bayamahu, and Lovin removed on that day every dotted and spotted goat. Hatiyoshim zagrashi is izim zacharim, referring to the male goats. Kolasher Lovin boy, anything that had white in it. Kolasher hoisecha barbur is Lovonah, is anything that had white spots. Vayitin Lovin biyadbonov, and Lovin placed it in the hands of his sons. And he left Yaakov with the noisores, the grashi haru'ois, the worst shebehen, hachoylois, the sick ones, v'ha'koros, and the barren ones, she'enon el shirayim, they are only leftovers, oisen masaloi, those he gave to Yaakov. And Yaakov took a makal livne, etu, ushmoi livne, it is a type of a branch, a type of a tree that is called a livne tree, poplar, k'moi de tema, like it says, tachas o eloin, under the oak tree, v'livna, and the poplar tree. V'omer ani, and I say, shuhu, shekern trimble, this is a tree that is called trimble, shuhu lavon, it is white, like we explained from the Bechor Shor, it is only white when it is lach, moist. Kishuratuf, when it's moist. The luz, v'od lokach makaluz, he also took a branch of a hazelnut tree. Eched gedolim by egoizim dakim, a type of a tree that they grow thin nuts. Kulaidri blaz. V'armoin, a chestnut tree. Pitzolos, kilupim kilupim, he peeled many peels. Shoheoiseo menumar, he made the sticks spotted. Machsev halovon, revealing the white. Goloi lovon shemakal, revealing the white of the stick when it was peeled. When the stick was peeled, it was revealed the white inside, in the spot where it was peeled. And he placed, it is a language of placing and putting, in Aramaic. We find many times in the Gemara the lashon of do'itz. Dotza, he put in, v'shalfa, and removed. Dotz be'midi, he put something in there. Dotza k'may da'otza, even though in the Gemara it says dotza without the ayin, and in Targum over here it says v'da'itz with an ayin, dotza is equivalent to de'otza. El shemakatres l'shaynoi, the Gemara just uses a shorter version. Barahotim, he placed these sticks in the rahotim. B'merutzais hamayim, in the running water. B'brechais, in the pools, ha'asuyais ba'oretz, that are made on the ground. Lahashkois shamtsoin, to give the sheep to drink. Asher tavoina, barahotim asher tavoina hatsoin lishtoi sham, in the rahotim, that the goats come to drink, over there Hitzik hamakloys, he placed the sticks l'noich chatzon, opposite, in front of the sheep. Fayechamno, habehema roes hamakloys. The animal, the goats, saw the sticks. V'hiner saas lacharel. And she jumped backwards. V'azocha roivo. And then the zohar, the male goat, came and fertilized this female. V'yoledas kayotzeboy. And she gave birth, similar to the sticks, spotted. It was not necessary to have a male goat, but rather the water itself was the zera in their stomach. They did not need any male goats. And this is what the pasuk means. The pasuk does not mention anything about male goats. According to Rabbi Yishia, they became heated up through the water itself, because the water itself fertilized them. So Rashi, El Hamaklois, means El Mare Hamaklois, to the site of the sticks. And they gave birth to Akudim. What are Akudim, Zag Rashi? Mishunim v'mokam akidoson. They are different in the place where they are tied. Heim karsula yedeim v'ragleim. This is referring to the forelegs and the hind legs by the ankles. The ankles of their forelegs and hind legs. Because that is the place where they used to tie the goats. Maskel Adav is Medayik. Why Rashi first tells us what Akudim are in Pasuk Lamed Tes, if Akudim were already mentioned in Pasuk Lamed Hei. Vayosav Bayamahu Esatiyoshim HaAkudim VaTluim. And he answered, it is because over there in Pasuk Lamed Hei, I might think that Akudim means dotted, because it does not mention Nikudim in that Pasuk, so maybe Akudim and Nikudim are the same thing. Therefore Rashi waits until Pasuk Lamed Tes, where over here it says Akudim, Nikudim, and Tluim. So it must be that Akudim is different than Nikudim. So what is Akudim? Akudim means that they are spotted in the place where they are tied, which means by their ankles. Zogt Rashi, Vaksavim Hifrid Yaakov, Hanaylodim Akudim Nikudim. The ones that were born in Lavan's flock, Akudim and Nikudim, spotted, Hivdil, Yaakov separated Vihifrid La'atzmon. But also Oisan Eda Eda Levadik. He separated them and made a separate flock of spotted sheep. And he led this flock, Ha'okoy, the spotted ones, Lifnei Hatzoin, in front of the goats. And the goats that were going behind these spotted sheep were looking at these spotted sheep. And this is what the pasuk says, Vayitein Pnei Hatzoin El Okoy. And he placed the face of the goats, El Okoy, to the spotted sheep of Lavan. Shehoyu pnei hatzoin el akudim, because the goats were facing the akudim, the spotted sheep of Lavan. They'll call chum shemasu b'tzoin Lavan, and also to the chum that were found in tzoin Lavan, referring to the chum, the brown goats. He took the sheep and let them face the brown goats. This way, the sheep will give birth to brown sheep. He made them into herds by themselves. Hamakusharis, the early ones. Kitagume habachirais, the early ones. Ve'enla eid b'mikra, I do not have any riots from the pasuk that there is a similar word. U'menachem chibroi, and Menachem was mechaber and attached this word to the same word as achitofel b'koishrim. Achitofel b'koishrim. Vayihi ha'kesher amitz, and also to the pasuk vayihi ha'kesher amitz, and the bond was firm. So Menachem is explaining that the word mikusharis comes from the word kesher, attached. Oisan hamiskashres yachad lemahar iburon, the ones that join together to hurry iburon, that they should become pregnant. Those early ones, those that were miskasher themselves, Yaakov placed the sticks by them. But uvehatif, by the late ones, loshen ichur kitagumoy uvelakoshus, it means the ones that are late, like Targum says lakoshus. Umenachem chibroy, Menachem says im hamachalotzois vahamatofois, the mats and the sheets. The word matofois, sheets, loshen atifas ksus, it is a language, an expression of wrapping oneself in clothing. Kaloimer, this means to say misatfois beoron vitzimron, they wrap themselves in their skins and in their own wool. Ve'enon misavos l'siachem al yedei zechorim. They do not desire to warm themselves up through zechorim, by means of a zechor. And that's why they are called atufim. Targum says it means late, but Menachem says it means wrapped. They wrap themselves up in their own warmth, and they don't look outside for a zechor. Soin rabos, poros v'robos yosim ishar toin. Yaakov's sheep multiplied more than typical sheep. He was able to sell his sheep for a high price. And was able to buy all of these things. And the pasuk continues, Vayishmas divrei v'nei Lavan lemor. And Yaakov heard the words of the sons of Lavan saying, Lokach Yaakov es kol asher le'avinu. Yaakov has taken everything that belongs to our father. Umei asher le'avinu. And from what belonged to our father, Asa, he amassed es kol hakovod hazeh, all this great wealth. Vayar Yaakov es pnei Lavan. And Yaakov saw the face of Lavan. V'hinei einenu imoy k'tmol shilshem. It was not with him like yesterday and the day before yesterday. Lavan was looking at Yaakov differently. And Hashem said to Yaakov, Shuv el eretz avisecho ulemoilad techo. Return to the land of your fathers. Return to your birthplace. Return to Eretz Yisrael. And over there, ve'eye imach, over there I will be with you. But as long as you are hanging around the area of this Rasha Lavan, I cannot be sure in my Shechina among you. Vayishlach Yaakov, and Yaakov sent, Vayikro l'Rochel ul'Leah, and he called to Rochel and to Leah, Hasadeh, to the field, El Tzainai, to his sheep. He called them into the field where Lavan would not be able to hear this conversation. And the pasuk is Makdim. It puts first Rochel before Leah, because Rochel was the Ikeres Habayis, she was the main wife of Yaakov. And that's why Rochel is mentioned before Leah, even though she was the younger one. And he said to them, I see the face of your father. He is not with me like yesterday and the day before yesterday. It is because the God of my father was with me. And you surely know, with all my strength I work for your father. And your father tricked me. And he tried to change my wages. 10 countings, which means 100 times. Moinim is a counting of 10. Aseres Moinim means 10 times 10. He changed my wages 100 times. But Hashem did not allow him to do bad to me. If he would say like this, Nekudim Yisecharecha, your wages will be from the dotted goats. Then all the goats gave birth to dotted. But then if he changed his mind, and then he said that the akudim will be my wages, the ones that have the spots by their ankles, then all the tzoyin gave birth to akudim. And Hashem separated the cattle of your father, and he gave it to me. And it was at the mating time of the sheep, of the goats. And I lifted my eyes, and I saw in a dream, and behold, the male goats that are going up on the female goats, akudim, nekudim, uverudim, are akudim, spotted, dotted, and spotted by the ankles. And the Malach Hashem told me, in a dream, Yaakov, and I said, here I am. And he said, pick up your eyes and look, that all the males that are mating are all spotted, because I saw what Lavan was doing to you. So I took the spotted goats that were in Lavan's flock 3 days away from you, and I brought them over here. So it comes out that there were three different ways that these goats gave birth to spotted goats. First of all, through the spotted sticks. Second of all, by looking at the spotted sheep of Lavan. And the third way was what the Malach did by bringing the spotted goats that were in Lavan's flock and bringing them over to Yaakov's flock. Anochi hokel bezkel. I am the God of bezkel, asher moshachta shomatzevo, which you anointed over there a pillar. Asher nodarta lisham neder. And you made a promise to me over there that this place you would make Beis Elikim, you will bring karbonos. After now, kum sei min ha'oretz hazois, get up and go out of this land, v'shuv el eretz meladatecho, and go back to the place of your birth. The Malach was telling Yaakov that when you left Be'er Sheva in the beginning of this parsha, you made a promise to Hashem that if Hashem watches you, you will bring karbonos on this matzeva. So now it is time to keep your promise. Matan Rochel v'leah. And Rochel and Leah answered Yaakov, and they said to him, do we still have a portion or an inheritance in our father's house? Our father has sons now. the inheritance will go to them. Behold, he has considered us like strangers, because he sold us. And Rashi explains, even at a time when a father gives nedunya, he gives dowry to his daughters. Love on our father did not give us anything, but rather he made money on us. He sold us, and he made you work 14 years in order to marry us. And he also consumed our money. He is not paying you on time for the work that you did for him. Only the wealth that we have is from what Hashem separated from our father. That is what we have, and it is for our children. Lavan did not give us anything. We only have what Hashem separated from our father. Now, anything that Hashem tells you, asay, do, we are ready to leave together with you. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zakrashi Pasuk Aleph. Also, Lavan's son said that from everything that our father owns, Yaakov was also Konas. He gathered Eskola Kovrazeh, all this wealth. K'moy Vayas Chayel. He gathered together an army, Vayach Es Amolek, and he hit Amolek. Shuvah Leretz Avisecho. Hashem said, return to the land of your father. Visham Eye Imach. And over there I will be with you. Ava Ba'itcha Mechubar L'Tameh. As long as you are attached to this Tameh, to Lavan, Yefshir Lahashrish Shechinasi Alecho, it is not possible for me to rest my Shechina upon you. First to Rachel and then to Leah, even though Rachel was younger. She was the principal wife of the house. It was only because of her that Yaakov formed a relationship with Lavan. Even Leah's children agreed that Rachel was the main wife. Because Boaz and his Beis Din, who were from Shevet Yehuda, from Leah's children, they said, they also put Rachel before Leah. Aseres moinim, he tricked me. Aseres moinim, ain moinim pachas me asara. Moinim does not mean less than 10. Moinim lashon schum, it's a lashon of a total. Klal acheshmen, the entire sum. Behein asirios, these are tens. Lamanu shehechlof tnoi mea pa'amim. This teaches us that he changed his tnai, his condition, 100 times. Aseres moinim, 10 countings of 10. Zakrashi vihine ho'atudim, and behold the male goats, af avishev dilam, Lavan kulam, even though Lavan separated all of them 3 days away, shleis abu at soin dugmasam, in order that the goats should not give birth similar to the spotted goats that were in Lavan's flock. The Malachim would bring these spotted goats from the flocks of the Bnei Lavan, Le'eder Shebiyad Yaakov, to the flocks in the hands of Yaakov. Zakrashi uverudim, Tagumai ufatzichin, open spots, Faishabalaz, Chutcha Lavan, a white strand, Makif es Gufay Saviv, surrounded the entire body of the goats. V'chabarburay Shaloi. And these spots, psucha umufuleshes mizualzu, were open, umufuleshes, from one to the next. The emli lahavi aid min amikra, I do not have another word similar to this in the mikra. So verudim means stripes. Akudim means that the spots were on the ankles. Nikudim means dotted. Uverudim and striped. So Rashi ho kale base kale, kamoi kale base kale. There is an extra hay in the pasuk. It means that I am the God of base kale, kale base kale. Ha hay yaseira. V'derech hamikoros l'daber kain. So is the way of the psukim to speak like that. Kamoi ki atem boyim el ha'oritz kanan. It should have said el eretz kanan. Mashach tasham. We're over there in base kale. You anointed a matzeva. Lashon ribui ugedula. It means a lashon of greatness, kishenimshach lemalchus, like when somebody is anointed to become king. Kach vayitzek shemen al roisha, you poured oil on top of the stone, on top of the matzeva, lias meshucha lemizbeach, in order that it should be inaugurated and anointed for a mizbeach. Asher nodartali, and you made a promise to me over there. Mitzarachat l'shalmoy, and you have to keep it. Shamarta, because you said Yia Beisalikim, this place will become a house of God. Shetakrif Sham Karbonos, you will bring over there Karbonos. Now you have to go back and keep your promise. On that, Rachel and Leah said, Ha'oid lanu chelek, Why should we hold you back from returning? Are we looking forward to inherit anything among the males in the nechassim, in the inheritance of our father? Even at a time when a person would give a dowry to his daughters, b'shas nesuin, at the time of marriage, he acted towards us like strangers. Because he sold us lecha to you. You worked for us for 14 years, and he did not give us to you el b'schar p'tula, only through the payment of the work. And not only that, he held back your wages. Ki means only. From our father we do not have anything. Only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated from our father, Shelanu, who is ours. So Rashi, what does Hitzel mean? Lashon Hifrish. It means to separate. Whenever we find the lashon of hatzalah, to save, in the pasuk, it also means lashon afrasha, a language of separating. Shema afrisha min arom min oyev, because he separates him from bad and from the enemy. So hatzalah, to save, is really to separate from bad. And we have to understand why Rashi first explains this word hitzil over here in pasuk tezayin, when he could have already explained it in pasuk tes, where it says vayatzel elikim es mikne avichem, Hashem separated the cattle of your father.